Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to take us into a handful of things that I think every person who claims to be a follower of Jesus ought to be assured of. Let's start with the first one, and that is, we ought to be assured of our salvation. Over in 1 John chapter 5, beginning in verse 11, listen to what the scriptures say. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. You know, many folks struggle with the fact that how could God literally be where He could guarantee me eternal life? Well, the scriptures are clear that you can know that you have Christ and you have this life that is eternal in Christ, that when we give our life to Christ, that is an assurance that He has bought and paid for our sin, our selfishness, and our eternity because of His work on the cross. The second thing that we should really be assured of is God's character. In John's Gospel in chapter 4, verse 24, it says, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. Now, here's the statement of all ages, God is not like us. Duh, right? Well, folks who are believers have to grasp this truth and begin to discover that Scripture, the immutable attributes and character of God, so we can properly worship Him for who He truly is. We are not God. We do not think like God. We do not see things as God. Our goal, our desire as followers of Jesus is to grow to become more like God. But aren't you grateful for who He truly is? The study of God's character undergirds every topic that we could tackle that we should be assured of. For instance, if we don't know that God is perfectly holy, then we can fail to understand the impact of our continual sin. If we don't believe that He is sovereign and all-powerful, then we can spend our lives in fear and worry. We'll never exhaust the study of God. From this side of heaven, we'll never understand everything there is to understand about God. Beginning our Christian lives with a pursuit of discovering who He is and who He has revealed Himself to be in Scripture is the key to our growth. Those are two things that we should be assured of. And the final one for the day is we should be assured of the Bible. Well, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the scripture says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. A firm belief in the authority of the Bible and an increasing knowledge of what its contents are is significant for a follower of Jesus. A desire for and an ability to understand the Bible is key evidence that we are a person that have trusted Christ and He has paid for our sin. The Bible is a source for wisdom, my friend, for life, and is far more than just a book of rules and instructions. It is the written revelation of God Himself. The Bible, comprised of 66 books written by 40 authors under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit over a period of 1,500 years and preserved for more than 2,000 years, is a wonder. A believer, a follower of Jesus, must learn to read it, to study it, to meditate on it, to memorize it, and apply it to every aspect of life. My friend, if you want to know where to start, join me in reading a chapter of Proverbs every day of the month. It just so happens there are 31 chapters of Proverbs to go along with any month. So join me beginning today in reading the corresponding chapter of Proverbs. And when you do, you'll recognize that the power of Scripture is that they're not just words, they are the living, breathing Word of God. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for taking a look and a listen to these three things we should be assured of. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.